We have bachelor's degree programs and specializations covering 34 growing career fields. We'll help you transfer up to 80 qualifying credit hours and evaluate financing options, including scholarships. So whether you take classes online or at our convenient St. Louis campus, we'll help keep you on the path to the degree and career you really want. Learn more at DeVry.edu and let nothing stand in your way.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bill.
I wasn't really talking to you.
Oh, you and all the other people.
Everybody
there
listening.
Yeah. I see.
I'm Bill Cleveland, and for Frank Opinion, good to have you along. I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling today is going to be a great show.
Wow.
I just have that, there's something in the pit of my stomach that says today is going to be a great show. I could be completely wrong, but I have that feeling. So if I were you, I would stay tuned.
I have pizza that had some jalapenos on it in my stomach.
Oh, Bill had like a char-grilled pizza thing, too, in his stomach.
I'm not very happy about it. Don't even bring it up. I stopped at some place for lunch today, and which is normally very good, and it was a calzone. I love them. And so a couple weeks ago, I think you saw me eating one in here.
Right.
And they're delicious. And today I went in and they burnt the crap out of it. It was
like
awful.
Charcoal briquette.
Yeah, it was bad news. And somebody else in this building went somewhere different for lunch today, and they had their lunch all screwed up as well. Maybe there's something in the wind up here. I don't know.
I would have loved it. I love burnt stuff.
Oh, no, no, no. You're probably one of those people like hot dogs and stuff. You like those burnt?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I don't understand.
Completely tortured. I love my hot dogs.
Tortured.
Just
black. You mean
tortured. What about
tortured?
Just torched.
You like your hot dogs tortured?
Yes, I do.
Sticks them with little pins and
just
stuff.
Completely black.
What about like hamburgers and steaks and stuff?
I don't like those burnt.
I like well done.
Well done to me. There's just no flavor at all.
I like medium well.
Yeah, but that bloody stuff is disgusting.
Yeah, but I think when you burn it, I think that's bad for you. I don't think that's good for you.
Carcinogens.
Yeah, I don't think that's good.
It tastes bad. How can you like something that's burnt?
Yeah,
it's a burnt taste in your mouth.
No, I love that.
I like it cooked.
That is.
I like burnt toast.
A boiled hot dog? That's nasty.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, you don't have to have it boiled, but you can have it cooked
just
without it being
cooked
burnt.
Perfectly.
It gets
how about
more
that
flavor with the little crunchy on the outside.
So cooked perfect is not good. Keep going. You got it done perfectly, but now keep it going for a little bit longer.
No, my dad always gets steaks just burnt, and not burnt, but you're really well done. That's disgusting. And that's the way I used to have them because that's what Dad had. I always thought. And then I remember my mom, she got it like medium well or something. And I tried that. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. There's actually some flavor now in this thing.
That's what I usually order.
Medium well, medium rare. See, I told you this is going to be a great show. Are you kidding me?
You kidding me?
Off to a killer start.
Yes, indeed. Well, I think we begin by asking folks in the room if they have anything they'd like to talk about today. I know at least one person does, because I saw some material over there.
I know he has material. I just discuss a news story. But so he
ladies first. No, ladies first.
Go ahead, Tina.
Well, I was reading this news story about their lawmakers in Mexico trying to change marriage so that when you get married, you sign a 2-year contract, and after 2 years, if you're happy, you can stay married, and if you're not, it just goes away so that you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on divorce. And then it made me remember this story that a friend of mine told me years ago. He said that marriage was kind of invented back in the biblical days when people only lived to be in their 20s. Hmm. And if people knew that they were going to live to be in their 80s and 90s, they wouldn't get married until
in their 20s.
60 or 70.
Wasn't like Noah like 800 years old or something? I thought biblical people lived a lot
longer. I thought
Abraham
was like 600 years old or something.
Yeah. Well, they were an exception to the rule.
Oh, okay. They're an exception.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal, though, I think, or a
I
bad
don't
idea.
I think it's a bad idea either. Lawyers probably wouldn't like it.
I think it's a great idea.
If you like it, you can sign the sign a 2-year extension. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That'll never happen here. But
then you get together, you negotiate a contract, a new marriage contract. What do you think about 3 years? I don't know.
Let's just stick with the 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for a free agent. Out of here.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Tina. Anybody else?
Yes, I have something, Bill.
I believe you do. Yeah, I saw you.
I do. Uh-oh. Yes, I showed up at the house yesterday. Uh-oh. A piece of mail here I have in front of me.
Looks like an official piece of mail.
There's a notice of violation from the City of St. Louis Photo Enforcement Program.
Uh-oh.
Oh, did you do a red light?
Well, it's not going through. You know, you got one, Dan. How was it? Like 3-4 months ago? And it wasn't... yours was actually where you went through the intersection, and it was a yellow and two a red. This is... they're claiming that I went... I was at the red light, and I went right on a red, and there was no right on red sign or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 3 pictures here. The first is an up-close picture of my license plate. The second picture has me sitting at the intersection with the red light with my brake lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third picture has me going through the turn. So they're claiming that I no stop before red turn, right turn on red. But yet, the photo evidence here has clearly me stopped at the crosswalk with all my brake lights on. So if they think that...
They're trying to say you blew through the,
yes,
the light.
Yes, but how is this evidence? And I just find this hilarious, and I will not be paying this fine of $100. So
now
you guys
can
screw it.
You can go online, right, and see the video.
Oh, they're colored pictures, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're real nice pictures. You can go online and you can see the video, correct?
It might have been.
You
like
understand
a
what they're trying to show me?
Yeah.
They must think they must get a lot of money from people who are stupid.
Well,
because
people,
obviously, looking at this letter.
Yeah, you're like stopped right in the middle of the crosswalk.
All my brake lights are on. I'm stopped before the crosswalk. So this is no evidence. They sent me pictures of me stopping at a red light and then going through the turn on red.
Now you know. So, McGraw's had how many tickets in the city? This is a city, right?
Yes, but this isn't, you know, it's not like the other one where they can have your car halfway through the intersection
right,
with a red light.
Yeah.
This is no evidence.
Right, if it was a video and you paused and rolled through the red, but...
So I'm not paying this.
Photos.
You can come take me to jail if you'd like.
Whoa,
I'm not paying
big
this.
Talk,
just
big
go
talk.
And argue it.
Oh, no.
They're not going to do and they're not going to do anything.
No. So,
I've already talked with several people in the city, and they say, don't pay it.
Thank you for your letter. Thank you for the wasteful money of printing this picture off to send to me. But that is that.
It's not going to happen.
You
not going to happen. Homie, don't play that.
That's correct.
Right.
Wow, that's a...
But I just find it funny that they think that evidence that they sent me in these pictures.
Well, you know
gonna...
they don't look at it. It's all got to be some automated crap they send those out.
Oh, that's hilarious, though.
Oh,
that was it. That was all I had today.
All right, thank you, Pion. What about you, Dan? Anything going on with you, Dan?
No, nothing.
Okay, well, that's terrific. All right, well, here are the telephone numbers. 969-KTRS. Toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. It is just kind of a laid-back, fun Friday. Don't really have a whole heck of a lot going on.
Fun Friday.
A fun Friday. And we'll take your calls. Again, 969-KTRS. Toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And this is maybe a dumb question, but I'll ask you in the room here, because I honestly don't know the difference. What is the difference between a DUI and a DWI?
Driving under the influence could be anything. Driving under the influence
medication,
could be medication, could be
drugs,
any kind of drugs, alcohol, and then driving while intoxicated is
only alcohol,
is just drinking.
Alcohol,
yes,
but couldn't you be? Couldn't you be both if you were
yes.
drinking?
Yeah, so then it would be that would fall under the DUI.
See, I thought it was just different states use different lingo.
No, because we use both here.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, it's one or the other. That just seems to be because you could be intoxicated with NyQuil or whatever.
I don't know if they call that intoxicated though. I think intoxicated is just
there's alcohol in it, right?
Oh yes. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really care one way or the other. I just was curious what the difference is. Wow, look at all those phones. Here, I'll give you the numbers, though. 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. First up this afternoon is Mike. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to make a comment first on AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Okay.
How are you? A comment on the red lights. I just want to make sure that the listeners are aware that it may be a cash grab for the city, but what they do is if you do not pay them, they turn them over to collections who ultimately then tap your credit, and people will find out later that you don't pay them. They don't actually put warrants out, but it's going to affect your credit rating when you go to apply for a loan.
See, I've heard that's not true.
No, yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that from the city of St. Louis when they do that.
That's just threatening legally.
It's a threatening thing, but the $100 won't have anything to do, won't affect your credit.
Now, on the actual tickets you have with the three pictures, does it actually show speeds underneath the pictures, like you may have rolled through the stop sign or stoplight? There's time indicated on there. It'll show you when you approached it, how fast you're going. When you turn the corner, how fast you're going. It should be on the ticket below the pictures.
Wow, they could track how fast you were rolling through then?
Yeah, they track on them the cameras how fast you're turning a corner.
Hmm.
The only other comment I'll make, and I'll let you go on this, DUI is, DWI is 0.08. So anything above 0.08 is a driving while intoxicated. Any kind of narcotics or under the influence would be less than 0.08.
All right.
Guys, have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Yeah. You see any speeds on there? On the camera?
I can't tell. It's
really
tiny.
Small print. This is Anthony. Hey, Anthony. Good afternoon.
Hey. Yeah. I'm looking at mine right now since you said that about the speed. Yeah, it's on there. Turn it black right above the picture.
How fast are you going, Anthony?
let's see. First picture shows license plate, no speed. Second picture shows R time, so I guess it's rate. It's just 3.6. It appears I'm at a dead stop. And when I'm turning, I'm doing 5.5. I watched the video. Yeah, it does piss you off, but
yeah.
Dude, all you do is make people angry behind you, because now you stop at every red light and they honk at you. And what are you supposed to do? Get out and, Frank would just, and I know how Frank likes to get out of vehicles, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that's not a good idea.
No, not so much.
Right. Yeah, so what do you... Yeah, so...
Okay.
You stop.
It's a money generator, more of a hindrance, because, everybody's going to start stopping, and there's going to be some rear-end accidents, anger issues on the road.
Yeah.
But, watch the video. I guarantee you're rolling.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony.
Look at your speed, because it shows you right on there.
All right. Thanks, Anthony.
Mike can answer the DUI, DWI.
Okay.
He's an authority on that.
Well, hello, Mike. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, as far as Missouri statutes, there are two things. You have DWI by alcohol, DWI by drugs, DWI by... Or you can actually... What they call it, just a BAC, or excessive BAC, which is 0.08 or above. So there is no DUI in the state of Missouri.
That's Illinois, I think.
Yeah, that's other states. That's how they word their statute. It can be the exact same thing in another state, but they just use different terminology. But in Missouri, there's only DWI and excessive BAC.
There you go. Smartest audience in the world right here.
Oh, we try. Have a good day.
Good job. Thank you, Mike. All right.
Wow.
And this would be Rod. Hi, Rod.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Previous callers pretty much said all I was going to say, except that just for you guys' information, real live police officer reviews every one of those tickets before they go out.
Hmm.
And that's in case there's a court case, then that police officer will show up in court to testify to what he read on the video.
Really?
So probably what happened was, even though you had brake lights on there, Ian, he determined that you rolled through the stoplight without stopping, and that's why the ticket was sent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't beat it or you shouldn't pay it. I'm just saying there's a real-life police officer rules on all those.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thanks, Rod.
Thank you,
Have a
Rod.
Good day, guys.
See you later.
Bye. Thank you.
This is Denny. Hey, Denny.
Yeah, listen, these guys got that DUI, DWI screwed up. I was a policeman. If you don't have a prior arrest for an alcohol-related driving thing, it's a DUI.
Really? That Mike that called in that explained it, he's a cop now.
Well, I don't know where Mike's a cop, but in the city of St. Louis, if you have no prior alcohol arrest or for a motor vehicle, your first arrest is DUI. The second time, if you have a prior alcohol arrest, is a DWI.
The third one becomes a felony, right?
Yeah.
But that must be different in different counties or something.
Well, I don't know where he got this thing where Missouri doesn't have that, but a DUI is your first alcohol arrest. I don't care what you blow, you're going to get booked driving under the influence.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Denny. Okay. Well, I opened up a can of worms.
He's getting a little fired up there.
Should have just kept this to myself. Keith. Hey, what's going on, Keith?
Oh, I just wanted to talk to Dan off the air.
Oh, well, why would you want to do something like that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, hold on. All right. There goes Keith. And this is Tim. Hi, Tim. Oh, Tim. Tim. Going once, going twice. All right. See ya, Tim. Okay. Well, there you go. I think we didn't really get an answer to our question, did we?
What then? The DWI or the DUI or what?
I'm taking Denny's word for it.
He was pretty authoritative sounding there. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first break. We'll come back. We'll take more of your calls. Here are the numbers. 969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Got some stuff to kick around and anything you want to talk about. We'll be more than happy to chat with you. We'll take a break. Back in a few in the Big 550 KTRS.
Right now at the Home Depot, top-rated Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint starts at the new lower price of just $19.96 a gallon. It's the paint you trust, and now it's even more affordable. Which means this weekend you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way for years to come. All thanks to Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
He was the pitcher who gave up the shot heard round the world. Ralph Branca will join us. Jack Clark will talk about the Cardinal weekend playoff series. And what is the latest on Amanda Knox? We'll find out together Monday morning. Join us.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS, the talk of St. Louis.
If you're looking to keep your house updated, you're supposed to reinvest in your house every 10 years. Is it time to reinvest for a new kitchen or a new bath? Make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier and Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955. And you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier and Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier & Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson and CallierandThompson.com.
And now, straight from the traffic jam, is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic, Tim.
Traffic guy getting stuck in traffic. How's that?
Pretty sad.
King of irony.
It's because I'm not reporting it.
Okay.
All right. Southbound 270 slow, Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Doesn't look like we have any incidents to speak of right now. Eastbound 40, that was starting to get a little bit slower on Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that was a little bit, that was approaching actually Park up to the Poplar. And then on westbound 70, right now it looks like we've got no reports of anything, no slowdowns all the way out to T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Right now at Advance Auto Parts, get a gallon of Prestone Full Strength Antifreeze for just $7.99 after mail-in rebate. Only at Advance Auto Parts, pre-rebate price $16.99. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey gang, JC here. Join Trish and me from noon until 3 this Friday during the showgram from the all-new Lester's Restaurant in the Central West End. The new Central West End location at 4651 Maryland Avenue features all the Lester's is famous for. First, the food, always generous portions, all made from scratch, and the homemade bread is baked in-house daily. Lester's never skimps. It's the quality and value that keep people coming back, and you won't find another place like Lester's in the Central West End. Of course, flat-screen TVs are everywhere, including Lester's new Central West End garden patio that features outdoor flat screens and a full-service bar. It's all new and high-tech, too, with unlimited complimentary Wi-Fi and a spectacularly unique Central West End decor. The opening of the new Central West End location will be celebrated at all three Lester's locations this entire week from 11 a.m. till close, with great specials including Lester's $5 pound of wings. Join the celebration in the Central West End in Chesterfield or at the original Lester's in Ladue. Find out more online, lestersrestaurants.com.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Cheeburger Cheeburger. The more things change with my friends at Cheeburger Cheeburger, the more they stay the same. They continue to win awards. Awards from Chesterfield Out and About magazine, a number of them. How about for the second straight year being voted the best burger in town? You get quality food, all with full service type family dining. It's a 50s diner type atmosphere with a lot of fun and excitement and, again, great service. You can take care of the kids. They have great kids' meals at Cheeburger Cheeburger, both locations, the one at Chesterfield Mall and the newest one on Manchester Road in De Pere in that Trader Joe's Plaza, sort of catacorner to Sam's. All natural chicken, all fresh salads, wraps, anything you want, including gloriously fresh-cut French fries and onion rings. 75 different flavors of milkshakes. Beer and wine available as well. Cheeburger Cheeburger, folks, two locations. Chesterfield Mall and in De Pere on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza. Make the run today to Cheeburger Cheeburger.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Meet one of your local Geico agents.
Hi, everybody.
This local Geico office is so convenient.
Call or stop by anytime.
You can start saving money, 15% or more on your car insurance straight away.
15% or more.
Say, is that me on the poster right behind you?
Yeah, sure is.
Well, it's true what they say. Camera really does put on 10 ounces.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To see how much you can save, contact your local Geico office in St. Louis or St. Charles.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know there's nothing more annoying than a dead battery. It's time to go, and your car won't. That's why Advance offers free battery testing. Need a new battery? Advance will professionally install it for you, fast and most of all, free with purchase. Don't get stuck with a car that won't turn over. Turn in to Advance for our free battery testing services. It's a great start to making sure your battery keeps starting. Free battery testing and free installation. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Free battery services available on most vehicles at most locations.
At Advance Auto Parts, get a gallon of Prestone Full Strength Antifreeze for just $7.99 after mail-in rebate. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Pre-rebate price $16.99.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
What is the, what movie is this from?
Those two guys walking.
Oh, it's from Saturday Night Live.
Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah. Night at the Roxbury, yeah. And they crashed their head into the window. Yeah.
love that movie.
Is it that? Is it Chris Kattan?
Yeah,
Will Ferrell.
What does he do now? Now that he's not on Saturday Night Live, is he?
Boy, he's kind of disappeared.
I wonder what they make, those Saturday Night Live guys. They can't make that
much. I don't
much.
Think it's that much.
Yeah, I was trying to think, yeah, if you...
You think you make
could,
it,
he
you
couldn't
know?
Retire off the money he made on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, they do those some of those stupid movies like that and are able to save a little cash. Here are the telephone numbers, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Back to the phones we go. This is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to help clear this issue up, and it's going to be clear as mud when I'm done. I was fortunate enough to have one of those fine driving school experiences just a few weeks ago, and a veteran officer of the St. Charles County Sheriff's Department schooled us, and he was very knowledgeable and a very nice guy. And he said the difference between a DWI and a DUI is a .08 is a DWI. Anything less than that, you can still be charged with a DUI. So don't think you can have yourself a beer or two beers and go and get in the car and you're going to be good. Because anything under a .08 is still a DUI.
Mm. All right.
Interesting.
Food for thought.
Clear as mud, indeed.
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. This is Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey, AM and PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. And long-time listener, as you already know.
Of course.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, hey, Greg.
Did you all hear with the guy from Hewlett Packard, the one they fired, what the service say going to be, his golden parachute?
Now say that again. The guy that got fired from Hewlett Packard got some sort of a parachute?
He got a golden parachute. You know, it's
like his
package
his
for
compensation?
The money they owe him.
Yeah.
It's like over $30 million plus some other side fees, and they got to pay his movement expenses back to France. Ain't that unbelievable?
What a deal.
I'm telling you, those CEO deals, when they, and it's pretty much they're firing them. They go, all right, you kind of, it's usually they let them go after the business has gone down, and they go, all right, you've kind of, you had a couple bad years, but here's a big pile of money. Go
I hear the new one, I think that Meg Whitman just took over, didn't she? And she's like got a $1 a year salary.
I don't know, but calling back to what, you know, Frank said before about,
okay.
How it seemed like bad people, whatever, I should say bad people who screw up seem to get rewarded. Going back to the Charlie Sheen, you know, with the money he's going to get when the show goes to syndication. So it's unbelievable. I bet if we had a segment on your show once a week of somebody that, you know, ran the show or CEO or somebody famous that, despite their transactions negatively, they still get rewarded gracefully. It's just unbelievable.
You never figure it out.
Unbelievable.
We need to do something wrong. Let's start now. Let's start now. What do you say,
Greg? We're in jail.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, thanks. Well,
great weekend.
Thank you, Greg. All right. I like Greg. He always brings something different to the show.
Yeah.
Like that. The new Facebook is coming out. Have you guys talked about this at all? You guys mentioned
something
it
newer than what's already on there?
Two days ago I went on, and there's a way you can kind of tweak it and change it to the new format before everybody else. I thought it was supposed to be today. They're changing them all over. Maybe it's not for the next few days. But the whole thing looks completely different. And in a matter of just a couple of clicks, you can go back and look at everything you've ever posted. And it's interesting, but it's also a little creepy. What'll happen is on the side of your new profile picture, you can click on, and for like kids who started this in college, which is really where Facebook started. I mean, my gosh, it's going to be really interesting for them to go back and look at all the different things that they've done. I think I started maybe 2008, maybe 2009 with Facebook. You can click on the year, and then all of a sudden up pops everything that happened for the year, all of your posts and all your pictures and all your... It was really interesting, so I clicked on yesterday. I think I clicked on, you know, 2009, and up pops all these pictures of when I had just redid my front yard and all the beautiful flowers and stuff that are now dead, coincidentally. Really very interesting and also creepy. And they have got the new thing now. Maybe I'm sure you've seen it. Whenever somebody makes a move or friends somebody, or whatever, it's instantly bam, bam, bam. You almost feel kind of like a little stalkerish, don't you think?
I thought I heard where you can tell if you've been unfriended by somebody.
Oh, I don't know about all of that. I'm sure I'm unfriended by people all the time.
Well,
you can see that number dwindling down.
I just unfriended you this morning, Bill.
I unfriended somebody yesterday because they liked that Whitney show on NBC.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye.
You did that just for that?
You're out of here. You're out of here.
I have a couple of traffic bulletins real quick.
Hey, everybody, look with the traffic bulletin. Here is Dan Strauss.
All right, thanks, Bill. Southbound 270, just north of Ladue. Police have someone pulled over there, but everyone's slowing down to look and see what's going on there. Also on southbound 270, between Ladue and Highway 40, there's a three-car accident. Now, it is on the shoulder, but people are slowing down to look at all that, too. But no emergency equipment or anything like that. Any wreckers are on the scene. So,
All right.
Thank you. There you go. Okay. You're welcome.
This is Jim. Hi, Jim. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're talking about DUIs and DWIs. Yeah. DWI is driving while intoxicated. That means anything that liquid goes into your mouth. Under the influence is DUI. Yeah. It could be hemp, coke, whatever.
Hemp.
Hemp?
Marijuana.
All right.
No, but DUI means driving under the influence.
Yeah, we got that.
But DWI means driving while after drinking.
That's D-A-D. That's
no,
bad.
If you live out west, all you get is a DUI. It does not... If California, Arizona, New Mexico, they don't even have a W and they're getting busted routine.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And that now concludes the DWI and DUI discussion.
I wanted him to explain that one more time because I don't think
Jiminy Christmas. All right. This is Tim. Hi, Tim. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just caught the tail end of the rolling through the red light corner stop or nonstop. And about 5 years ago, the first thing I did when they started with the red light cameras, went online, bought a Phantom plate for $30, and have had lights and flashes and pictures taken, gone up probably 50 times, and I've never gotten one ticket.
Now, what's a Phantom plate?
A Phantom plate is a clear plastic plate. You buy them online. They're $30, and what they do is when you look at them straight on, you could read the number perfectly so they don't obstruct law enforcement.
From an angle.
But if you move just 2 feet to either side or 2 feet above it, it completely obscures the numbers on both sides.
Well, that can't be. That can't be legal, Tim.
It is legal.
No, it is not illegal. Wow.
Well, he said.
I got a ticket once, and the cop gave me a ticket for having it. Went to court and judge threw it out. He said there's nothing illegal about having that, as long as you're not obstructing the plate or obscuring the plate. And since there is not a criminal charge for the red light cameras, the stop cameras, it's a civil infraction. They can't enforce anything having to do with those plates.
You know, I mean,
they work in Illinois, California, everywhere.
What's
$30, you don't ever get any red light camera tickets.
Phantom plate.
Okay. Yep. Phantom, Phantom plate. Just look it up online, and they sell them $30.
I had an angry police officer upset at me and was yelling at me and threatened to write me a ticket because for one thing, I had rolled through a stop sign that I was guilty of. But I had a St. Louis Cardinals thing around my license plate, one of those metal things. Everybody's got them,
right.
You know, Mizzou,
yeah.
Rams, whatever. You know, yeah. My kid beat up your honor student. Those sort of things around the, around the plate. And he said, "You got to take that off. You can't have that on there. That's obstructing the plate." Obstructing what? You can't tell that.
Well, it might be covering the month.
Yeah.
You know how
is. You ever see that case on TV? And they have it on YouTube about the Dade County sheriff. He was a major with the Dade County Sheriff's Department. He got stopped by a county sheriff. Department outside of Florida, mm-hmm. who was watching for drug traffickers, and he stopped him just for that reason because he said his plate was obscured because he had one of those Miami Dolphin things around the plate.
Yeah.
They get into a fist fight. The Dade County Sheriff guy threatens to grab his gun. It was a major, major deal. And then on 60 Minutes, they had the whole court thing, and the judge said that the police officer originally stopped him illegally, that there was no law. They were just creating laws up, and the cop had actually been warned by a judge before to stopping people for not being able to have a ring around their license.
Well, that's what I should have done. I should have threatened to beat him up. That probably would have solved the problem right there.
Next time.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
All right. Yep.
All right. And Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hi, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. So, guys. Guy gets pulled over by a cop, and the cop walks up. He says, "So you know why I pulled you over?" And the guy says, "No, sir." He says, "Well, you run that stop sign back there." And the guy says, "Well, I slowed down." So the cop takes his little baton out, starts tapping this guy on top of the head, bam, 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 bam. Cop says, you want me to slow down or do you want me to stop?
I know. You know, Frank would have stopped you about 3 seconds into your joke.
Sure. I know, but what's wrong with stopping at the stop sign?
What's wrong with stopping?
Just coming to a complete stop. Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Ask the lawbreaker in the room.
Ask Peon.
Well, I've been forcing myself to come to complete stops, stopping for yellow lights and not red lights. And I also drive the speed limit. I'm quite the unique individual.
Anomaly. Yeah.
You're weird.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'm very weird. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Greg. That's not good for gas mileage to be stopping at all those stops.
That's right.
You know, and you're in Shrewsbury now, home of the 5 million stop signs. That they have a stop sign every single road.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we need a break. Yes? No?
Sure.
Okay, fine. We'll take a quick break. Back with more of your calls in just a few moments. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Cochrane Show.
Victoria, do you know what the women of The View talked about yesterday?
No.
If you feeling good about yourself, it can be as freaky as you want to. And
tell me about that freaky sex.
Steve Cochran.
I don't ever want to hear Barbara Walters say, tell me about your freaky sex.
Weekday mornings at 10.
I've read her memoir. I think she was quite the little wild child.
You remember Men in Black where they had that pen light which would erase your memory?
The Big 550.
Yeah. I want the pen light in my face so I never remember that again.
KTRS.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Southbound 270 after Ladue, we've got a crash. They've moved it to the right shoulder. Still look for traffic backed up around Olive, and then it's going to be slow again from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Still looking not too bad downtown on eastbound 40. It's slow Busch Stadium to the Poplar, but on northbound 55, you're approaching Park. And then we have westbound 70 starting to slow a little bit out around Mid-Rivers Mall Drive, and also westbound 40, the normal slowdown now, Hampton and McCausland, 270 through Mason. This report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. At Advance Auto Parts, they don't do anything just partway. They won't just sell you antifreeze. They'll sell you a gallon of Crestone full-strength antifreeze for just $7.99 after mail-in rebate. Service is their best part at Advance Auto Parts. Free rebate price, $16.99. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
My name is Phyllis Elke, and I know Christian cares about me.
Phyllis was one of the nearly 7,000 free health screenings Christian Hospital performed last year. Her diabetes was caught early, and the care she received in our Diabetes Institute improved her health and gave her the tools to manage her condition. It's just another way Christian cares, one life at a time. Call 747-WELL or visit ChristianCares.org to schedule your own screening. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Your energy.
All right, creeping up on 4 o'clock is Big 550 KTRS. Bill Cleveland for Frank O'Pinion. Large morning show in the afternoon. 969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Coming up after 4 o'clock, Joe Hipperson. Be in here, let us know what's going on this weekend around town. Something happened, I don't know if it was last night, I guess it was two nights ago, and I'm dealing with some pain in my leg, and about 3 o'clock in the morning I woke up, and I don't know what this area, it's not quite the crotch area, but my leg.
Your thigh?
That's menstrual cramps, Bill.
and I woke up in just excruciating pain.
A cramp?
Like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I still have it, and I don't know what, I can't lift my... my leg up above, like, well, here, let me show you.
It's your
thigh. Have a hernia.
Right in here, and I don't know what the problem is. And
well, it's groin muscle.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really strange. Once in a while, and I always will joke, I'll say that I, you know, like, fight crime in my sleep because I'll wake up and my covers will be, like, you know, halfway across the room. And one time I remember when I was living at home, I had this little, it wasn't a nightstand, it was like a little coffee table, a wooden, actually, it was a pretty heavy coffee table, and I somehow had kicked the dang thing across the room. I woke up and it was, and it's not something that happens all the time, but it's once in a while.
You have night terrors?
I don't know. I think, and I'm, God, I'm a, you know,
does it hurt
thankfully
when you
I'm home alone. There's nobody sleeping with me in the bed.
No kid, just like you have a girl in there. And you start
oh my gosh,
up.
Yeah, it would be that'd be awful. But
does
but
it hurt when you walk?
No, not when I walk. But
when you go upstairs?
Yeah, like when I like try and yeah, like that.
It probably Tina's right. It probably is a groin muscle. You could have pulled that groin muscle.
Do it. What am I
that's
doing?
That's on the inside of the thigh, though. He's saying on the top, right?
Like the top. Yeah, the top part of it. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but man, it hurts so bad.
Menstrual cramps.
Is that what? Yeah. Are you diagnosing me right now? Do you guys are you pretty sound sleepers? Do you guys ever do that?
Oh,
seriously,
no.
My cover.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, but when you wake up, are your covers like all over the?
Yeah.
This is Steve. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I hear you have a leg issue.
Yeah, I have a lot of issues. The leg happens to be one of them. Yes.
Okay, I think I know what your issue is. It's one of two things. it's either you have a vein with some blockage in it,
or
you have what I had, which I thought was extremely excruciating pain. Was a deep Charlie horse. My doctor called it.
Really?
Oh yeah, those will hang on for a couple of days.
I've done that before.
They tested my vein and my leg with all those ultrasounds and everything, and all the veins and everything were fine. She said then it had to be a deep tissue a Charlie horse.
And that's higher up the leg. That's not down.
Yeah, it
could be any muscle.
By the groin.
Yeah, that's exactly where it is. On both legs, though. The right one hurts more than the left one, but it's both.
Well, both sides?
Yeah.
Maybe you did something you shouldn't have been doing while you were pulling your muscles.
What the heck? Yeah.
Pulling your muscles.
That's funny, Steve. That's real funny.
That would affect your eyes, wouldn't it? That's what I've heard.
I don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel good. But, hey, thanks for trying to help, Steve.
Okay, well, practice safe muscle pulling.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. thanks, Steve.
Well, I haven't had one of those in a while, though. The ones in your calf, the Charlie horse, where you wake up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden it feels like somebody's wringing your leg muscle of your head.
Well, that's kind of what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I had that goodness. The other night.
And you're trying to flex your leg a certain way and make it stop?
You have to jump out of bed. The only way to stop it is to jump out of bed and stand on it.
See, now I kind of wonder because I had a lot of extra covers on. Because it was like one of those nights where it was a little more cold than it had been, and so I piled on a few cover. And I wonder if maybe something I'm trying to like move in my sleep, and I couldn't because I had too many. I'm not a very big guy, you know. Maybe I couldn't move, and I ended up pulling something.
Well, it could be.
It hurts. This is a Jim. Hi, Jim.
You got a pudge dream.
Hey, the problem is you got a little sciatic nerve problem there.
A what kind of
sciatic
nerve?
Sciatic nerve.
It runs up to. Runs up to both sides of there, upside to your leg, up toward your groin area. And all you have to do is, actually you can sit in a chair, and whichever leg it is, pull it up to your buttocks area, and then kind of bend over, kind of twist it, and that'll pop it out of there.
I think that's how I got in trouble in the first place.
Okay, bend over.
Oh.
Wow. All right, well, during the commercial break, we'll give that a shot.
Hey, thanks a mint, man.
Thank you, Jim.
Have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you very much.
A mint.
Boy, he said a mint. He kind of sounded like FDR on that Haggard Slash.
down where your nuts hang.
No, that was
Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, Lyndon Johnson. That's right.
Not FDR. He was ordering LBJ. Pants from Sears or something, wasn't he?
Yes. Hager. No, from Hager.
Oh, okay. So I'm not a fisherman or a, you call it a, is it a fisherman or a fisher person?
Fisherman angler. Or angler.
Oh my goodness. So this Brit set some sort of a record. The biggest fish, catfish ever caught by a Brit, is 245 pounds.
Wow. Ooh. A lot of sandwiches.
On 5-pound test.
A 31-year-old guy. The fish is 8 foot long. Eight foot three inches. I've got a picture here. Clearly doesn't do much on the radio. If you Google it and look online, it's unbelievable. I got three guys trying to hold this thing. How do you even catch it?
Could you imagine? Yeah, the bobber's bouncing up and down.
Yeah, clearly it wasn't one guy with a line out there. I mean, you can't imagine. Look how big that fish is. That's incredible.
I saw one the other day. It was a marlin. These guys, I think they were down in Mexico on a fishing yacht, and they actually fought this marlin for like 48 hours. I mean, they had to take turns to wear the thing out to where they could finally get it to the boat.
This guy said he had waited about 15 hours to catch
this
8 foot. He needed an 8 foot sling to carry it to the weighing scales. Cow. Now, 245 pounds, the largest. Wow. Catfish on record. How big do you think the largest catfish was? It was caught in Thailand back in 2005.
325? Is it 12 feet long?
Well, I don't know how long it is. 646 pounds.
Good. Great.
That's the world record catfish caught in Thailand back in 2005.
Just think if you're swimming and it bumped into you.
No kidding. I got about 30 seconds for Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, you know, whatever your ailment is, even if it's not an ailment, I bet the pharmaceutical industry create a drug for it.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah,
you know what? Why do they always say in these commercials, one of the side effects is death?
I know.
That's a pretty harsh side effect.
Yeah, I'll just deal with the pain. I think it'll be okay. All right. Thanks, Steve. Okay, Steve, not a big fan of the pharmaceutical folks.
That bar of soap thing, too, maybe you could try.
Yeah.
Put a bar of soap under the bed.
You put it in your sheets.
Put a bar of soap in my sheets?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. To keep me from moving around?
No.
That's something
supposed to keep you from
talk about that in the commercial.